Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. High school senior Madeline Beals breaks up with her boyfriend, Chase Cook, telling friends she's afraid of Cook and possible retaliation. Madeline even considers moving out of her family's pool house and back into the home for safety. Days later, she is found raped and strangled dead in the family pool house.
Nancy, investigators looked to Cook as their initial suspect and discovered a video on his cell phone from the night of Bills' murder that showed Cook having sex with Bills, who appeared to be unconscious. Bills was set to graduate with a 4.0 GPA and was committed to playing basketball for Northeastern Oklahoma A&M College. Her parents hope she will be remembered by, quote, how she lived, how she loved, and the countless ways she uplifted everyone.
Chase Cook, 19, now charged with murder and rape. The tenants at Travis Carlson's duplex are confused and concerned when they notice Carlson going back and forth to his truck, drilling a hole in his gas tank and collecting the gas in several canisters. Carlson heads back up to his top floor apartment in the home and blasts Billy Joel's "We Didn't Start the Fire" while he douses everything in gas and lights a match. Carlson lets his downstairs tenants know the house is on fire and watches firefighters get to work, putting it out while the music continues to blare. Despite using the lyrics of the song to claim he didn't start the fire, Carlson, 37, charged with arson. I'm sorry, Billy Joel, that you were a part of this. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Colorado with a mass shooting in Denver that occurred as basketball fans were celebrating the Nuggets' first NBA championship. Police say 9 people were injured and that a wounded suspect was arrested at the scene. Investigators think several bullets were fired during a fight involving several people nearly a mile from Ball Arena, where the Denver Nuggets upset the Miami Heat. The Denver Police Department says 3 of the injured were in severe condition after the shooting, which happened around 12:30 a.m. or approximately 3.5 hours after the game. Among the people who suffered non-life-threatening injuries was the male suspect. According to federal authorities, a prisoner in South Carolina serving a life sentence for murder organized the killing of a man he believed had robbed a drug dealer for a methamphetamine ring the convict was running from behind bars. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Daniel Allen Shannon was given a life sentence in federal prison for the murder, but the only way he would be transferred there is if the state court that sentenced him to life without parole for a murder committed in 2001 commutes it. Earlier this year, the 43-year-old Shannon pleaded guilty in federal court to arranging to distribute methamphetamine. The U.S. Attorney's Office says a judge connected the drug ring to the 2019 murder of Cletus Eddie Baker in Kershaw County and approved the suggested life sentence.
Shannon has been in prison since 2003. Evidence presented at the federal death penalty trial for the shooter who killed 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue frequently ranted on social media about his hatred of Jews before the 2018 attack. The bloodiest anti-Semitic massacre in American history was carried out by Robert Bowers, who opened fire at the Tree of Life synagogue during Sabbath services. Prosecutors are attempting to prove that Bowers' strong animosity for Jews was his driving force. 63 criminal counts have been brought against the 50-year-old truck driver, including hate crimes resulting in death and the obstruction of the free exercise of religion resulting in death. Some of the charges could result in the death penalty. Now to a Montana courtroom where 16 young plaintiffs and their attorneys are seeking to establish a significant legal precedent by arguing whether a constitutional right to a healthy living climate is protected by state law. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Legal experts from all around the world are keeping an eye on this trial because it's the first of its kind to be held in the United States. It also may add to the few decisions that have established a duty on the part of the government to protect civilians from climate change. The trial is taking place on the heels of the state legislature establishing policies that favor the fossil fuel industry. Consequently, this legislation undermines municipal attempts to promote renewable energy and raises the expense of bringing legal challenges to oil, gas, and coal projects. The environmental firm initiating the lawsuit is attempting to emphasize how young people are already and will continue to be negatively impacted by climate change. The environmental firm initiating the lawsuit is attempting to emphasize how young people are already and will continue to be negatively impacted by climate change.
The plaintiffs range in age from 5 to 22.
Olivia Kale, 19, stops by her brother's home, West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, to pick up clothes for a Florida vacation with her boyfriend, Alexander Lorenzi. 11 days later, Lorenzi returns to Pennsylvania without Kale. Police question Lorenzi, who gives conflicting statements claiming Kale was still in Florida, or in the alternative that he dropped her at her apartment. Kale's cell phone last pings in a wooded area near a small airport that does not offer commercial flights. Searches of the area have turned up nothing. Authorities believe Kale may have been sex trafficked. If you have any information on Olivia Kale, now missing 12 years, call Allegheny County PD 412-473-3000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.